what that degree will have to put together. First, the culture is renewable. Like Professor Putiyang mentioned a while ago, that is never used up. So when people come and take look and see your culture, it's not like eating something or consuming anything. You can take a look so many times and it's still there. So it's really a renewable part. And more and more, for my experience, you discover at one side. If you remember China or
when one leaves Bulgaria,
can't be that big altogether. So, in general, if the top value share in this target pitch. Fourthly, as Professor Ya said, he mentioned about time, about what we call the people's submission of Indochina, but we can be not just professor, but full synergy. Synergy means 1+1=3. So your product, as the two professor before me mentioned, can be jigsawed into something very multiple valuation. So just like what people are doing something, but two people, not only the staff of the plant, but two people teaching or helping students, it can be 3 or 5 multiple results. That means moving, move, finishing. And lastly,
tourism successful in the future. Firstly,
the what they call the public policy of the laws of the land. You've got to have more regulation, but have to be accommodating regulation. The ones that make it more convenient to travel, for example, maybe you have to reconsider your visa, whether you you take and if the government take visa fee, and if you abandon fee to get a flight for Korea or Japan, then they earn more for tourism. Because a lot of people like to come to Burma instantaneously, I mean not long-term plan, particularly the Thai people. And if you don't have visa, then I guarantee that the Thai will become paid Thai. Because a lot of Thai, I don't know whether the Vietnam people like that, but a lot of Thai will not plan, you know. They think of visiting Vietnam maybe on Friday, and they want to hop to the place on Saturday, and that visa would be the burden. So, that's example of public policy. So, your government introduced by your university or your segment that you representative, like the tourist organization authority, probably you got to have a way to introduce new law that accommodating tourism, not blocking a good tour. So the hotel standard, hospitality, as I also mentioned in the morning, that the law, the regulation, and something that's supporting your industry. This was the best that I encountered, is not only by governmental servants, it's best generated from community and university. So think about it, to have what we call public policy formulation or proposal. Secondly, this one, the government would be the host. Secondly, what I call more of the essential knowledge. He's talking at the last time to a lot of experts, finding some kind of kind in the old day that we have sort of, you know, his remain in one city, but it's difficult to find the fact. So, fact finding of essential knowledge is important, because sooner or later, your tourist will not be just a backpacker. Your tourist, more and more, will be the knowledgeable academic tourist and quality tourist. They know as much as we know about your story. But I'd like to mean that it's not only the just tied to a talking or narration just to get by. You must rest on the real fact that the university can be the host of this one. I think you have a lot of it, but you've got to share or have what they call the set of five for this one. And it's got to be in this period, up to date, real time, available to everybody. Thirdly, the third driver is community support. This one involves sustainability. That means long term. If your community, your local, does not support the site, it will not go far. The central government or the grantee or the outside financial resort will not work forever. Your local people, and I think it's you, the university, will have to educate future generation of Vietnam, your students, when they dissipate to the in that locality, they will be the head of the locals. And if they protect their heritage, that will last longer, or it lasts forever. So I call this driver community support. The host is the local citizen. Fourth Firstly, hunting from grass, from outside source, from potential will not last, even for good. So you talk to today and tomorrow, we will have a workshop on what I call stakeholder of beneficiary, someone who benefits. And of course, my life-of-the-year business as a whole. Because when people come, taxi driver, restaurant, bus driver, airport, everybody have to be dumping. So the sustainable money can be used by stakeholder business that involve the tourism. Last but not least, this I like to interview, even though it's not your faculty, but I like to particularly emphasize on government servants together with university who have, I suppose, a management faculty. You have to have effective management. And that's by competent leadership. I think you yourself and your students will be future leader of Myanmar in tourism. I think they have to have a good trade-off between healthiness and between both what we call political will. Decide on something that politically not correct, but culturally correct. There are a lot of conflict. There will be a lot of trade-off when your tourists grow up to the regional or world standard. This needs managers and management. Simply put, the management means you must have someone who has the hands on, be forced to watch out and trade off and implement your product value, your demand and supply, your growth of value chain coming to the top of tourism going in your country. There will be a lot of trade-off. Like they said in the West, there is no free lunch. So you have to think about it. So professor and people, I'd like you to consider these five drivers to make it more successful. And if somebody from China can help out, and our foundation can help out, like we gather today, together with a lot of Vietnam involved segments like today, I would say we will be successful. So even though it's not your direct responsibility, but I think from reading to your title, you probably like to teach or research, but you cannot avoid administrative duty or leadership duty. Some of you now, I think, all into leadership, all into management, much more than teaching and researching. So I think you have that kind of experience. But to exert it, your student and your faculty experience in leadership and management, you've got to have what I call knowledge management, care, values, care, responsibility, and practicing, which we will do this tomorrow. So tomorrow, don't miss it. I think I'd like to see you all. And I think you will enjoy it very much because you will do your test for Burma. And some of it will last into history. You will be part of your lecture. So have fun tomorrow. But today, we will have discussion and something more fun going on. So thank you so much for your attention.